with Jay over these last, you know, 10 OTAs and the mini camp specifically? You feel like you guys are in a pretty good place to take a break here?
There's never any time to really break in this league. You always got to be working, whether you're at home doing it or together. And I think we're kind of working on that chemistry. Also with the receiver group, I mean, you got to be close with the guys, your teammates. These are all new guys to me, so I'm developing that relationship with those guys too.
What do you make of the blend of receivers? You guys have pretty good variety of size and speed.
I think it's a great group just with the variety of age, size, speed. A lot of guys do different things well, and that's good for our offense because you can set certain guys in position to where they can have success. You know, some guys are better at deep ball. Some guys are better at underneath stuff, and you want to balance the offense to where guys can do everything.
You mentioned age with the receivers, but, you know, what do you remember looking at Jay, for example, the younger Jay versus what you see now? Anything that's different about him?
Well, he's a family man now. You know, that's kind of new to me, just seeing him out here yesterday at our little barbecue with his kids and everything. That's a different side of him that I've never seen. It's a great side to see, though, because I see what type of father he is, and he puts in the work. You know, that hasn't changed, but he's paying attention to all the little details, and that's great to see from your quarterback.
Did he work that hard when he was younger in his career?
I think he did, but I think the attention to detail is even more so now, especially learning a new offense. He's doing a great job so far. If any of us have a question, we can just turn him and ask him, and he knows it right away. So you can really tell that he's putting in work.
You get a sense of how Adam looks at you as a slot receiver now versus when you were with him before in Denver and you weren't really in that role? Do you get a sense of, like, he understands things that he can exploit now because of the way you've evolved in that inside position?
I don't know. I'm trying to prove myself, you know. Every guy here is really trying to prove themselves and kind of make their own role. And we're all out here. You got to prove yourself in practice before you get a chance to do it in the game. And I think we're all doing that right now. We're competing, showing them all that we can do. I'm trying to show that I'm more than the slot, that I could play outside and I could play everywhere. As a receiver, you don't want to be defined in just one role. You want to try to expand that, and that's what I'm trying to do now.
Eddie, when you signed here, was your return skills part of the conversation? And is that a responsibility that you hope to still have here, you know, punt return, in addition to your slot and outside roles?
Well, I don't really know right now. We don't really know how the team's going to shape out. But I've done it in practice. I've caught punts. I've done everything so far. I'm doing everything that I can. Any way that I can help the team, I'm willing to do it.
How would you describe the way John Fox is interacting with the guys? You know, he's got the reputation of being very personable, charismatic, joking around and stuff like that.
No, he's been a great coach. He's a perfect guy for our team, exactly what we need. He's firm when he needs to be, but also laid back at the same time. So he's a proven winner, a defensive guy who will do great things with this defense. But also Adam Gase has done a great job with putting up a lot of points and having exciting offenses at the same time. So I'm excited to be a part of the team. I'm expecting big things from us this year.
As you guys scatter right now, what do you sense that you have accomplished as a team these last, you know, 6, 7 weeks, 9 weeks?
Just kind of starting to develop our identity. You know, you get a new group of guys. You don't really know what your identity is as a team. And I think we're starting to develop that right now. We're going to be a close team. Guys are going to stick together. We're going to fight hard for each other. And that's what you want to see.
Eddie, why did you and Jay work so well together your rookie season? What clicked with you guys?
The hard work. You know, it didn't come easy. It wasn't like we just got on the field and everything just happened. We put in the work, the extra time in the film room, doing all the little things so that it would pay off on Sundays. And that hasn't changed so far. We're putting in the same amount of work, if not more now, just trying to do everything that we can do so we're successful on Sundays.
At a year, 90-plus catches, I think, as a rookie. Why is it so difficult for receivers to have that much success right away? I mean, you were kind of the exception to the rule back then a few years ago.
Yeah, well, it starts with being on the field. You know, I was able to come out and start right away, so I had more opportunities to get catches. And I don't know what it was. You know, like I said, we put in a lot of work. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. It's a lot different from college, but you see the guys are more ready to pro ready now, and that's exciting to see. So I don't know what the difference was, but it took a lot of work to get those 90 catches.
Anybody surprised? You've seen a lot of teammates over the time. Anybody with this new team, what one person might have surprised you? It's like, I didn't know you were that big. I didn't know you were that fast or that mean or whatever.
Well, first, Kyle Long. I didn't think he was that big or that athletic of a guy. You know, you see somebody that big and you're like, man, how can he move like that? So I've been impressed by him a lot. And then a guy that I just got to see up close and personal the last 2 days or so was Martellus. Just seeing him in the huddle, I'm like, man, you look like one of the defensive linemen or linemen, and you're able to move that way. So that kind of impressed me. And then Alshon, I mean, just his arms are so long. He's not as tall, but his arms are so long, and he's got long limbs, so he's able to make a lot of exciting plays. So just seeing those guys and seeing him move around and make plays, I've been impressed with that.